You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 6th of November 2020, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Yes, once again, we've reached the end of another week. The weekend is almost here, and you know what that means. It means we have Grandpa Lampshade with us today. Grandpa, good day, sir. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing all right. You know, last week on the Friday show, Sven, we were talking and we said that we would have all sorts of things to talk about the following week. Well, the following week is here and it did not disappoint. We for sure have lots to talk about this week.
Lots indeed. Lots indeed. We are going to be talking about the greatest democratic swindle known in the history of democracy, I think, is what's actually going on at the moment over there in America. We're going to be talking about the lies that the media are telling us, the scam that the Democrats have pulled, and we're going to have a look at some of the evidence for the vote swindling, basically, is all I can call it. It's just incredible to see the way the mainstream media are covering all this up. I think we'll start with some quotes here. I've got a quote from Donald Trump way back in June. He said, "Millions of mail-in ballots will be filled in by foreign countries and others, and it will be the scandal of our times." So he knew this was going to happen. I spoke to you about this. I don't know whether I'm recalling something you said on one of your podcasts or something you said in conversation to me, Grandpa, but I remember you explaining to me about these mail-in ballots and how they were just firing out millions of them without people having requested them, and how people on the left and these ethnic minorities, their understanding of democracy is that it's just whoever gets the most ballots. So if you fill out 10 ballots instead of one ballot, then you're more likely to win. And that seems to be what's been happening here. These ballots that have been sent out, there's no registration required for them. In a lot of cases, they're not even checking to see whether the signature on them matches up with the signature. In a lot of cases, they're using ballots that the names don't even appear on the lists. They're using ballots by people who've been dead for some decades now. We've got people that are registered as being born in 1902. And this is the scandal that is going on here. And Trump knew about this way back in June. He's been warning about this. The mainstream media have been covering it up and saying there's no evidence to show that mail-in ballots are associated with fraud. And then, of course, we then had the mainstream media saying, kept going on about, is President Trump going to concede? Is he going to leave office peacefully? I mean, they had already made their mind up that he was going to lose. And I remember talking to you and you were saying, well, that they're seeding this in the public's mind that he's going to lose. They did this with the polls as well. And you predicted all of this, and it's all playing out exactly as you said it would. And I remember you saying that it will end up with all going to court, basically. And it will come down to the Supreme Court. And thankfully, that's why he's got Amy Coney Barrett in there, and then it will come down. Well, this is what we are hoping. This is what you were just telling me before we went on air, Grandpa, that hopefully that they're going to audit all the votes. That's what needs to happen. Audit the votes, and then that will show the truth behind this. Is that a fair assessment of your predictions of this and how it's turned out, Grandpa?
Well, yeah, I make being right look easy, but it's a lot harder than it appears. No, you know, even if they just audit the mail-in ballots, it'll be over. If this is obviously going to go to court. If the court mandates that, you know, decides that independent auditors can be sent in to audit this thing, to go through these ballots and audit it, even if they just do the mail-in, it's over. And these Team D, these commies, they know that's the case. So they're going to fight that tooth and nail. Now, you know, we knew something was up, you know, aside from predicting it, because the handwriting was on the wall, it's pretty obvious. That's why they cooked up this mail-in ballot scheme to begin with. But there's so many red flags on this. And one of the big red flags for me, because I watched a little of the coverage on election night, like everybody else, you know, I had to work during the day and try to, you know, earn a few shekels to keep getting by. But, you know, I got home in the evening and I watched a little bit of this, and it was obvious the fix was in, because when I'm watching this on election night, the returns are coming in and Trump is obviously coming ahead. When Trump won Florida, it was apparent that Trump was going to win Florida. The results were coming in for Florida. I mean, normally that would mean game over. That's one of the big, big battleground states that kind of, if you win Florida, you've almost got it in the bag, because normally everything else falls in place. And when they're sitting there, you know, normally you would expect the media to be gritting their teeth, because we saw this when Trump beat Hillary. When the results started rolling in, they were obviously caught completely off guard. The media is covering this. And as it became apparent that Trump was going to beat her, I mean, we've all seen the videos where you had these media people sitting there on TV, literally crying, literally breaking out in tears, cold sweat. They just couldn't believe this was happening. Now we fast forward to current year, and the results come in, and all of a sudden Florida is going to go to Trump, and the media are just like, the media presenters are just like blowing it off. They're like yucking it up. Nobody's upset. And I saw this and I thought, the fix is in. They know something else is coming down the road. They know the fix is in, because otherwise, when Florida was obviously going to Trump, they would have been freaking out. We would have seen wailing and gnashing of teeth like we did 4 years ago, but we didn't see that, because they knew. They're completely in on it. They're not like complicit accomplices. They are implicit accomplices. They are literally in on this. And we'll get into that, I think, a little more as the show goes on, so I don't just keep rambling and we don't get to cover everything that we want to cover. But yeah, the fix is in. The fix was in from the get-go. The mail-in ballots were a definite pivotal part of this going into it. And Trump said it. I said it. Many others have said it. And it's played out just like we thought it would.
Well, this is one of the things that they're saying now. They're saying, well, the mail-in ballots were counted first in Florida, and it looked like Biden was winning at first, and then all the rest of the ballots were counted after, and then Donald Trump won. And of course, what they've done is they've left the counting of the mail-in ballots until last in the Democrat-run states, which you say, think, well, hang on a minute, why have they done that? Why have they done it the other way around? In Florida, well, of course, it's so that they can then magic up all these Biden ballots to the number that they actually need them for. And a reference to the mainstream media is in the next quote I've got here, which comes from Mark Collette. He says, "We used to complain about the media influencing elections with biased coverage, but now we are bearing witness to something much more insidious. The media, the deep state, and Silicon Valley are now openly deciding the outcome of elections." And of course, before the election, we were being told that there was, in order to make certain that we had a fair election, the mainstream media were not going to allow anybody to actually say that they've won. The mainstream media decided to appoint themselves as being the people that say who won the election. And then just before the election actually started, we started seeing Donald Trump, his tweets actually being censored by Twitter, and Twitter fact-checking his tweets. That's the president of America. He's the guy that tells us the facts, not Twitter. It's not up to Twitter to do that. And since the election has actually happened now what we're seeing is Twitter are censoring all the evidence of falsehoods taking place. They're censoring all the evidence of fraudulent activities in the vote counting centres. Facebook are removing all this evidence as well. And the BBC and the mainstream media keep saying Donald Trump is alleging fraud with no evidence. And the social media companies are removing all the evidence. So this is where we see the big tech is working with the mainstream media in this to cover up this absolutely massive, massive fraud.
Well, yeah, I mean, the big difference we're seeing here, Sven, is the level of cheating. That's what makes it so glaring and so in your face, is the high level cheat. Because the Democrats have done election fraud for decades and decades and decades. It's just a well-known fact in this country. Of course, you don't live here, so you may not know that. But the Team D has always been about election fraud. They've frauded. They've done vote fraud in literally every election, probably for at least the last 50 years, more than likely longer than that. What's so what draws such a stark contrast this time around is the level. It is taken to a hyper level. And I was thinking about this morning. And if you compare what we're seeing right now with what happened when Hillary ran 4 years ago, there was election fraud then. There was cheating then. There were all kinds of these just strange happenstance things that always worked in the favor of Hillary Clinton. The thing that they did, though, is they miscalculated. They really thought Hillary was going to do better than she did. So they guessed ahead of time, well, we need this much voter fraud to make sure she gets pushed over the top. And they had all of that in place, little quirks and things like the voting machines. There were people that were going to do the electronic voting machines. And when they'd hit review your ballot, Trump votes were being switched to Hillary votes and people were catching this. And then when they pointed it out, they said, oh, well, there's just a quirk with that machine. And they would shut that machine down. But if it's a quirk in the machine, it would be like 50-50 the other way. Some of the machines were switching Hillary votes to Trump votes. That's not a quirk in the machine. That's an intentional thing. You know, it's circumstantial, but it makes sense. You just use common sense for these things. So you had this sort of thing going on 4 years ago for Hillary, but it wasn't enough. They didn't anticipate that Trump was going to draw the amount of support that he did, and so Hillary lost. This time around, they weren't taking any chances. This time around, they pushed their chips all in on the fraud. They were going to fraud whatever amount they had to do and just count on the media being able to run interference and claim it's not happening. Don't believe your lying eyes, believe us, to push them over the top. And as we saw the night unfold, that's exactly what we saw, because it, you know, comes in early and your early results, you're looking at things are kind of going about what you expect. Like I said earlier, when Trump pulled Florida, it was pretty, you know, okay, yeah, the chips are falling where they're supposed to fall. And the media is not worried at all. Then as the night wears on, all of these, and I know we're going to get into this here in a minute, but all of these magical ballots start appearing and they're all for Biden. And the media was obviously, they were expecting, they knew this was coming. They weren't taken aback by, well, this is an amazing happenstance. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe. No, they knew this was coming. In fact, I think some of them were saying before it happened, well, we're sitting here waiting for some results, you know, that'll turn this around for Biden. And then like 30 minutes later, boom, they get exactly what they predicted. You know, it's you know, it's like they say, there's one of my favorite sayings is there's no such thing as coincidence, just plans other people make that they don't tell you about. And that's what we've got going on here. But no, the thing that makes this difference is the level they have taken it to. They've always cheated. They've always done voter fraud. They've always gotten away with it because nobody will call them on it. But this time it's just completely, it's absurd. It's so absurd. It's so over the top that it looks amateurish that it's over the top. But they just push their chips all in. Now, the question is whether they're going to win that bet or not.
It's exactly what we see going on in the third world countries, isn't it? I mean, really, what needs to be done is everybody that is responsible for this fraud needs to be locked up. I mean, that's the whole of the DNC. That's heads of Facebook, the heads of Twitter, the heads of the mainstream media companies, the journalists, I mean, all of them have been responsible for fraud here and deceiving the American electorate and stealing an election. It really is something that we're used to seeing in places like Venezuela or tinpot democracies in Africa and places like that. Well, let's get into some more of the details here. I've got another quote here. This is from Ethan Ralph. He says, it's interesting that 13% of the country makes up 85% of the vote counters. So I guess what he's basically saying there is that three quarters of the vote counters are actually black. And of course, most of the blacks in the country, unfortunately, support the Democrats, despite all the incredible things actually that Donald Trump has done for blacks. It does actually look like blacks, homosexuals and Latins have all voted more for Donald Trump than they did last time. And he actually lost 5% of the white vote. I mean, that is really sad that he lost 5% of the white vote. And he's constantly been accused of being a white supremacist and a racist. And yet, because he didn't actually come through on his ban on immigration and building the wall, he did actually lose the white vote. But on top of that, he still got 4 million more than he did last time. So it's quite obvious that he has actually won. There's another part of this as well. These states that they're saying are now calling for Biden, they actually voted for Republicans to get into the Senate. Now, isn't there, I mean, that shouldn't that just be a red flag there as well, that they're actually voting for the Republican Party, and yet they're not voting for Donald Trump? Am I interpreting that correctly there, Grandpa?
No, no, you're bringing up an excellent point, and I'm glad you did, because this almost slipped my mind. If you hadn't brought that up, I would have missed this. This is another one of the big red flags here, that there's voter fraud going on, because many of these ballots that have magically turned up for Biden, they're only ballot, they're ballot, you know, because you got your ballot and you have the top, you know, you've got your presidential, you know, who you picking for president, Biden, Trump. But I mean, down the row, you have all of these people, you know, that you're voting for, congressmen, senators, local school board, yada, yada, yada. And a huge number of these, and I don't have it in front of me right now, that shows how ill-prepared I am, but there's so much of this information coming out so quickly, it's like drinking water out of a fire hose, you know, so we're just trying to roll with what we can here. But no, you bring up a good point, because a lot of these ballots that have come up that have suddenly gone all Biden, when they're looking at these ballots, there's only a vote for Biden. There's no votes down the row, down what they call down ballot. There are no down ballot votes. Now, that happens sometimes. People are only interested in the presidential election. They vote, you know, at the top. They're not worried. They don't care about congressmen or senators. However, what this implies, because they have this huge number of ballots that are only at the president at the top, there's no down ballot votes. What this tells you is that you literally had people sitting around filling these ballots out like an assembly line, and they don't have time to sit there and check all the other marks. And one of the things I've seen commies try to say, you know, oh, poo-poo, it's a conspiracy theory. Oh, yeah, then how come the Republicans gained seats in the House and seats, you know, they held the Senate if this is a conspiracy of ballot fraud? Well, the simple answer is they were having to do it on such a massive scale. They just didn't have time. They didn't have time to sit there and fill out the whole ballot. They were sitting there like an assembly line. Just do the Biden votes. Just do the Biden votes. Push, 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 push. They didn't have time. They wouldn't have had time to sit here and fill out all the down ballot stuff. That's the simple answer here. And it is, once again, a huge red flag here that this was done on, this is large scale fraud. The fact that there are no, so many of these ballots have no votes on them down ballot. They were just at the top.
Of course, this is only able to happen because they mailed out millions and millions of ballots that weren't actually registered to anyone. They just mailed them out and anybody could just fill them in, send them in, and they're not actually being checked whether the person that's filled it in, whether it's the correct signature, whether they're on the computer records or whether they're on the paper records. And as we get into the details, we'll hear of some of the numbers of these ballots that were like that actually got sent in. Now, there's a video that sums up everything, which is pretty good. I can't recall who it's actually by, but they run down some bullet points here. They say every place finding new votes is a Democrat-run city in a Republican state. I mean, that is a red flag. Twice as many black voters turned out for Biden than they did for Obama. I mean, that is just incredible. Wisconsin voter turnout increased by 20 percentage points on 2016, and more voted than were actually registered. I mean, this is a really big red flag here, is the number of people that were being expected to have actually turned out to vote. And of course, they didn't turn out to vote. It's the number of these ballots. And there's another conspiracy theory going around that these ballots had watermarks on, so the fake ballots are easily going to be identified, and everybody's going to be rounded up. Well, it doesn't matter if they have got watermarks on them, because these ballots have just been sent out, but millions, not registered to the person. It's not registered to the name on the ballot. That would have been better than having a watermark, because it's not actually fake ballots. It's the fact that all these names have just been put on there, fake signatures, and they've all just been filled in for Biden. So that's the fraud that is going on, not the actual ballot papers themselves. No safeguards against the ballots being printed were put in place. They could easily be delivered and then filled out by co-conspirators. And this is why they didn't want voter IDs for them or correct signatures for them. And there's also, I think it's in Philadelphia, they've said that they can keep collecting them right the way up until Friday, when the deadline for actually filling in your ballot paper was back on, I think it was back on the 3rd. We're on the 6th today. And these mail ballots, they can't be forged, but they can be stolen en masse and then filled in by anyone. which is why cities with the same demographics as those contested are not anywhere close to the same turnout, because you've got some cities that have actually been truthful about this, these Republican cities, and then you've got these Democrat cities where all of this is going on. It's only going on in cities that are held by Democrats. One of them, the actual governor, has said that there's no way on earth that they're going to actually turn out a vote count for Trump. And I think that's one of these lawsuits that's going on at the moment. And if the media themselves had nothing to hide, they would be investigating this. But they're not, because they're complicit in it, the same as the big tech companies. They're censoring all the evidence of election fraud and claiming that they will be the ones who decide who has won. I think it may have been New York Times, actually, that sent a tweet out on the night saying that they will be the arbitrators as to who has actually won the election. And they're saying every vote counts because they know the illegitimate votes are not distinguishable from the legal votes under the parameters that have been set for these absentee ballots. You cannot tell which one's illegitimate and which one's legal because they're not checking to see whether the person that has actually filled out that ballot paper, that signature, is actually someone that's in the state. I mean, we've got people that have been boasting about voting in 29 different cities with 29 different ballot papers. That's the source of this fraud. And Donald Trump has come out and said we need to count every legal vote. And of course, Biden has come out and said we need to count every vote, meaning all the illegitimate votes as well. And the BBC are trying to drive a wedge between the Republican Party and Donald Trump. Just before we went on air, they're reporting that Mitch McConnell is saying the opposite of Donald Trump. And Mitch McConnell actually said that every legal vote has to be counted and the illegal ones can't be counted. They have to be thrown out. That's exactly the same as what Donald Trump said. But the BBC are reporting it that Mitch McConnell is somehow saying the opposite of Trump. So I think the mainstream media are now going to try and draw a wedge between the Republican Party and their president. I mean, it is so obvious that this is a conspiracy at the highest levels to defraud the American public. But what do you make of the summary of what's been going on here, Grandpa?
Well, the thing is, and I'm going to come back and point to this again because I get to be a stickler about such things. The media is not complicit in this. They are playing an active role in it. If you were standing out on the street and you were standing there and some guy walks up to another guy and hits him in the head with a hammer and kills him, and you don't say anything and you just look the other way, don't report it to the police, and just, you know, the crime goes unsolved, you're playing a complicit role in the act. Now, if the same thing happens and you hand the hammer to the guy, to the assaulter, to assault the other person, you're playing an active role in that. And that is what the media is doing here. If they were just simply being stupid and turning a blind eye to it, then you could say, OK, well, they're being complacent in it. You know, they're being complicit in it. I'm sorry. But they're not. They're playing an active role in it. They knew these things were coming. You could tell by their body language. You could tell by the actions they've taken, the things they've said. They are an active. In fact, I'd say they are a key element. That's what they're counting on, is the media being able to frame the narrative to the extent where the people will just accept this. We have places, and you alluded to this, where you have 150% turnout. Now, you imagine if, like, say, a Saddam Hussein, you know, they would have elections when Saddam Hussein was in power in Iraq. You know, can you imagine if they held an election in a place like that and announced there was 150% turnout and it was all for the dictator? Well, the U.S. would be condemning that result as completely illegitimate, and they would be they would have a point in doing so. But yet we're seeing this happen. As you said, it's only in Democrat states and cities or Democrat areas, districts in these blue states where these things are happening. If you have one off thing, you can say, OK, well, maybe it's an error. Maybe there's just a little bit. But this is happening on such a wide scale that it's undeniable. We have multiple things happening when these ballots are delivered. Say, if you have a remote ballot placing, remote ballot place, you know, where you cast your votes. And they did a lot of that this year because of the COVID. There's a chain of custody. So you have two judges there, at least a minimum of two judges, and they watch that ballot box and they make sure nothing janky is going on. When the voting is over, both the judges escort that box down to the main polling center. That has to be watched at all time. You can't just disappear the box and it magically turns up later. And yet we've seen video. We've seen the proof. I mean, Facebook and Twitter are deleting it as fast as they can. The media is burying it as much as they can. But we have video proof where they're just unloading cases and cases of ballots. There's no judges there. There's no chain of custody. That invalidates the ballots regardless. Even if they were legitimate ballots, under the legal framework, those ballots would be thrown out because there's no chain of custody. What's the chain of custody? It's like if you went to court. They do this with evidence in a criminal case. You know, say the police go and they say, oh, okay, well, let's say just stick with our earlier illustration. The police arrest the guy and they take the hammer as evidence and there's a chain of custody. They know where that piece of evidence is all the time. If the evidence disappears for 6 months and then turns back up and they try to go to court and say, see, here's the murder weapon with the guy's DNA, any decent defense attorney is going to jump up and say, wait, there's a big gap here in the chain of custody. And any decent judge is going to throw that evidence out because it has to be accounted for every step of the way. They have to know where it was, who had possession of it, to keep the process legitimate. So the votes, whether those are legal votes, illegal votes, irrelevant, by the legal framework, once those left the chain of custody, once there was nobody observing them, someone just threw them in a truck and showed up at 4 o'clock in the morning and just unloaded them on a dock, by the legal framework, those votes should be cast out. But it's completely this level of fraud is just, it's absolutely breathtaking. There's so many things happening. And again, one thing here, one thing there, you could just write that off. But all of these things are happening and it's all aimed towards the same result. You have these cases where like 100,000 ballots show up and literally like 100% of them are for Biden. That's a statistical impossibility. You're going to have one person there that's going to vote for Trump. Out of like 100,000 ballots, yet every single one of them. And it's always just the right amount to put Biden over the top. We're seeing the same exact thing now playing out in Georgia. Trump has been ahead in Georgia since Tuesday. And now all of the sudden, Biden's closing the gap. Why? Well, because these magic votes are appearing that are all for Biden. This is so in your face. It's not because we, you know, how do you chalk this up to conspiracy theory? It's literally in your face. It'd be like if somebody broke into your house in front of you, started walking out with your shit. And when you call the police, they're like, quit calling us with these crank conspiracy theories. You're like, no, I'm watching this guy. He's carrying my TV out the front door. It's a conspiracy theory. And they hang up on you. This is that in your face. It's right there. I don't know. There's no way to deny it.
Well, you see the graphs as well. There were two states. I think one of them was Wisconsin. You can see that there's a red curve and there's a blue curve underneath. And suddenly the blue curve suddenly just shoots up and vertically, meaning that there's been a dump of 150,000 or whatever votes for Biden there. It suddenly shoots up and overtakes. Twice that has happened now. You only have to look at these graphs of how the votes have actually come in to see that there's fraud that's going on. And Georgia itself, I mean, that is a solidly Republican state, and the BBC are now claiming that it's flipped to Biden, you know, the first time in 30 years or something like that. Well, let's have a look at some more detail at some of the evidence for this fraud. I've been going through some of the videos and some of the news reports that have managed to get through. Of course, they're only on alternative media sites. The mainstream media are continuing to push this lie that there's no actual evidence of voter fraud. There are voters aged over 100, four of them actually born before 1902. In Michigan, this is turning up all over the place. Ballot harvesting has actually been allowed in several states. It's actually legal to collect large numbers of ballots by people who could then tamper with the ballots or discard the ballots before they then actually take them to the office. I mean, I'm just amazed that that is allowed to happen. You're not even talking the postman picking these ballots up. You can have any representative of any organization. And this is actually allowed in California. This is legal. When they first started doing this in 2016 in California, they actually had more votes than citizens. And in 2018, they had a Republican that actually won the race, but the ballot harvesters turned a 5,000 vote victory into an 800 vote loss. I think that was in Orange County. The Democrats actually won every seat in Orange County, which is a historically Republican seat. And that happened the year that they allowed this ballot harvesting, which is going on in a few states there. I'll just stop there, Grandpa. I mean, what do you know about this ballot harvesting? I believe it's illegal in Britain to allow this. What do you make of it?
Well, here's another thing, and I think it's Wisconsin, like I'm doing all so much of this off the top of my head, and there's so much coming in, but I think it's Wisconsin. They allow like same day voting for registration. So in other words, like here in Texas, for instance, here in Texas, I think it's 2 weeks before something like that. 2 weeks before the election, you have to be registered to vote. So if you register to vote the day before election day, say Monday, you went in and you registered to vote, you can't vote on Tuesday. You have, there's a cutoff time, and they announce it. They say, okay, you know, when they're doing their public service announcements, telling people, you know, get out, register to vote the upcoming election. You know, they'll put out these announcements that, you know, Friday, October, whatever the hell, is the cutoff day, you know, to register to vote, to be able to vote in the election. So people know, well, if you're going to do this, you're going to have to get registered before this time. But and like I said, I'm doing this off the top of my head. I think it's Wisconsin. They allow you to just walk up to the polling place, not registered to vote, and say, oh, well, I want to register and vote in today's election. And they say, okay, here's your ballot. Basically, that's what they do. Now, the idea that what they claim is they do this because, well, they can go back later and make sure it's not somebody, you know, doing, you know, committing fraud. But I mean, it's just like an open invitation. Like if you just put a sign in your yard and say, come rob my house, it's unlocked, and somebody comes in and robs your house. I mean, it's an open invitation for fraud. And again, I just circle back to all these things, what you're pointing out here and what I'm pointing out. These aren't mistakes. If these were just like errors in the, you know, faults in the system and quirks in the system and things they need to fix, you would have a mixed bag. You would have some of this working in Trump's favor. But when you see the end result of all of these different things we're talking about, and they're all working in Biden's favor, that tells you this is a literal plan. This is a plan being carried out with an end goal. You know, if it was just mistakes, if this was just errors, then some of it would go to Trump. You know, it's like I was talking earlier about in 2016 with the ballot machines. If it was a glitch in the machine, some of the votes would have gone to Trump instead of Hillary and vice versa. But it all went the same direction. And this is the same thing. All of these things we're talking about, all of these different happenings, the end results are all the same. They're all magically benefiting the Democrats and Joe Biden.
Yeah, I think Donald Trump tweeted about that yesterday, actually, that all of this it benefits Joe Biden whenever they find these mysterious ballots that just turn up out of nowhere. We have to register to vote in Britain, but the fact is these ballots were just sent out to every address, as many as people wanted, so that they could just fill them in for Joe Biden. There's a USPS worker has been charged after being arrested at the Canadian border with stolen ballots. The Michigan United States Post Service has been hand stamping posted date on ballots after the deadline. So they've actually been told, this Michigan postal worker, in fact, the whole post office were told that any ballots that came in after the deadline, they had to hand stamp them. So they didn't go through the machine. They had to hand stamp them with the 3rd of November on them. And this was happening yesterday on the 5th of November. Ballots, including those with no names on them, no corresponding name on the computer or paper registration list, have been allowed. We've seen people opening ballots and tossing them straight in the bin without appearing to check anything. That was actually caught by a TV camera. That wasn't by somebody else, somebody just recording it themselves. In Detroit, a box containing 500 ballots with no actual name on the voter roll, they went in as legitimate votes. 130,000 ballots arrived, all for Biden, at a Detroit counting office at 4 in the morning. They were all counted. Imagine that, 130,000 ballots, every single one of them for Biden, and they arrive at 4 o'clock in the morning after the deadline. This is the other thing. They stopped doing the counting, and that was the deadline. They stopped doing the counting. Either you continue counting and you get to the end of them, or when you stop, that's it. You have to stop there because there's too much chance that new votes can be cast. And it wasn't that Trump was saying we don't want to count all the votes. He was saying we want to count all the legal ballots. When he was talking about stopping, he was saying people need to stop voting. Not they need to stop counting. They need to stop voting at this deadline. And of course, there's been this confusion as to what he was actually saying there. And the media have continued to push this idea that he was saying that people needed to stop counting. It was actually stop voting, because you have to have a deadline for this. You can't find out how much the other person has got and then continue to manufacture votes for for his opponent. In Philadelphia, more than 125,000 ballots were counted out of sight. This has been another major thing with this. The actual people who are supposed to be watching this have not been allowed to watch it. In some instances, they've been not allowed to come closer than 30 feet or 50 feet. There's been people that have had to use binoculars. In Britain, you can have representatives of both party and they'd be about 6 feet away because you have to observe. You have to be able to observe what is going on here. And why would you not want to be observed? You know, this is a big part of this. Why would you not want to be observed? Why would you not want this to all be seen as above board? Michigan County Clerk discovers total votes counted by election software did not match the printed tabulator tapes. That's a headline from an alternative news source. Project Veritas has received nearly 1,000 tips about potential voter fraud in the election. We've had somebody boasting that they voted 29 times in 29 different districts in the battleground states. We've had the people that are actually counting the votes making an oath to throw away all votes for Trump. That was in Philadelphia. In Detroit, all the windows have been covered up where they're doing the counting so that the counters themselves cannot be observed. And apparently, they only had, there were two-thirds Democrat watchers, one-third Republican watchers. And every time a Republican watcher was thrown out, they were cheering. And then once they'd thrown them all out, they covered all the windows up with cardboard so that you couldn't see what was going on in there. I mean, why would you be doing that if all of this was above board? I'll just stop there again, Grandpa. Is there anything in that that you particularly want to pick out and comment on?
Yeah, you brought up the when they stopped counting. And here's the thing, that they were tabulating these votes and Trump's ahead, Trump's ahead, Trump's ahead, Trump's ahead. Then all of a sudden they come in and say, well, we're going to stop the counting for a bit. Then they stop the counting and then they restart the counting and you have the hockey stick where all of a sudden all the votes are for Biden. And then we have the evidence of these, you know, boxes and boxes of votes being brought in during the time they stopped counting. I mean, come on. This isn't subtle. I mean, this isn't sitting here and we're cherry picking information to build a narrative that suits what we want it to be. This is in your face. It's absolutely in your face. And yes, they, you know, the media always says, you know, whenever they violate our rights to privacy, and, you know, they always say, well, if you don't have any, you know, like when we, like when people would point out these things that the government does with spying, where they spy on their own citizens, and you're like, no, we have a right to privacy. They can't just spy on us and listen in on our stuff without, you know, a warrant or having some kind of probable cause. And you'll hear these people dismiss it and say, well, if you don't have anything to hide, why would you be afraid? Well, okay, let's flip that around and apply it here. If they're not committing fraud, if they're not doing something shady, then why are they afraid of having observers there? Why are they afraid? Why are they kicking out Republican ballot observers? Why are they putting boards up on the window so nobody can see what they're doing? Would not that same logic apply here? If they're not doing something shady, if they're not committing voter fraud, then what are they trying to hide? What exactly, you know, what would the purpose of that be? What's the justification here? Because I can't think of any.
Yeah, they used the COVID restrictions to say that they needed to kick all the people out. And that's when they kicked out two-thirds of the Republican observers. I think they eventually kicked everyone out and then put these blocks up at the windows so nobody could even see inside. Ballots have been brought in secret, in coolers, not in the actual ballot boxes, hours and hours and hours after the polls have closed in the dead of night, in the early hours of the morning. That's been seen turning up at one of these counting stations. Michigan, the windows again, they were covered up to prevent people from observing. There's an audio recording of the actual vote counters being told not to put the votes into the tabulator and to destroy the ones for Trump instead. In Michigan, the post office have been ordered to backdate the mail, the ballots that come in. In Pennsylvania, there's been Trump votes that have been found in the trash. In Detroit, at the Cobalt Hall Counting Center, at least 8,000 bogus votes have been counted. This is a Republican observer that observed this, and he said that all of these votes, the actual verification was completely ignored. And he goes into great detail of how you actually do this verification. how he pointed this out, and people just ignored what he was telling them. They tried to come out with some fake accusation of him threatening them with weapons, and the police took him out, and then the police took him back in again. And this is all above board, an observer. There's also a Democrat observer that's pointed out that this was going on. The counters have been seen writing on the ballot papers. In Detroit, blank ballots were being delivered on the day to the polling place on foot, with no bill of delivery. And remember there what you were just saying, Grandpa, about there being two judges there that are with them, and it's all above board and it can all be checked. Well, there's just people wandering around with boxes full of blank ballots turning up at the Detroit Counting Center. The Delaware live stream, there is ballot counters filling out the ballots. No doubt there will be loads more. I mean, what did we say here? I think it was a 1,000 tips that have come into Project Veritas. I'm sure it's going to be a lot more than that. We've got that. That's why we've got these court cases that are coming out. This is the evidence. This is what the mainstream media is refusing to investigate. This is what Facebook is covering up. This is what Twitter is covering up. I mean, it's just a grand scale theft of an election, which is taking place before our very eyes. Grandpa, what are your final thoughts on this?
We're about at that point now, because I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb, make yet another prediction here. We're about at that point now where the FBI magically busts violent Trump supporters who are plotting to go do a violence or a terrorism on a voting counting center. We're about time to cue that up. And then they'll say, well, see, that's because the orange man is being so bad and not accepting the totally legitimate results of this. You mark my words. That's in the queue. I mean, these things, they do the same playbook over and over and over again to the point to where you can just look like a prophet. But you just go back and see what they do over and over again. And right about now is about where we should be seeing, you know, oh, well, these violent Trump supporters are planning to go do a terrorism and bomb a counting place or something because Trump's not accepting you know, all of this blatant in your face fraud. We've covered a lot here, Sven. We've tried to, you know, we've got an allotted amount of time. We've hit a lot of information but the thing I think that everybody should take away from this is, once again, all of these things we're talking about end in the same result. None of this stuff we've talked about, well, that worked in Trump's favor, so it kind of evens out. It all works to the same end, to push Biden over the top. And here you have the media will continue to say, oh, well, it's a conspiracy theory. There's no evidence. There's no proof, even though the proof, the evidence is right there. It's right in front of all of us. They're dragging this out. Part of the reason they're dragging this out is they're trying to add legitimacy to it. If they just did it overnight and announced Biden won, it would be even more shaky than what they're doing now. So they're dragging this out to see, this was such a lengthy process. Everybody was being so careful to make sure this was done right. But once again, it's all a lie.
Yeah, it's so clear that this has been a lot of planning has gone into this, but it's still just absolutely blatant what's going on. You bring up the Trump supporters there and how they'll be accused of violence. So I've seen videos of these violent Trump militia supporters, and they're all in a prayer circle, just praying that the truth will prevail and that justice will be seen to be done. And that's all we can really hope for, is that justice will be done, and that these fraudulent criminals that have tried to steal the election from the American people actually get true justice, and they get found guilty. And I'd like to see prison sentences for the managers of the social media companies and the managers of the mainstream media. That's what needs to be done. They really do need to be held to account for what's gone on here. Well, thank you very much for coming on today, Grandpa. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I'll be back on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.